又吐司，
为什么？
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for strength you have given to us to achieve great things. Thank you for destroying our weaknesses. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making us rule over temptations and all forms of sins. Thank you, Lord, for making us to live the kind of lives you want us to live. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for teaching us your will and showing us your will, so that we can live according to your will and do your will at all times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege you have given to us to be called your own children, your own sons. Thank you for the privilege to be connected to all the blessings and benefits and inheritance in your kingdom. Thank you for making us to deserve things we do not deserve. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the grace of divine healing, the grace to enjoy divine health, the grace to live above infirmities, sicknesses, and diseases. Thank you for giving us this kind of grace. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all the miracles and blessings and victories we have gotten through this Healing Streams program. We thank you because even today, you will do more miracles in our lives. And you will bless and help us and heal us and deliver us. Thank you, Lord. We ask that everyone that should benefit from the blessings you have packaged into this meeting. You make it to this meeting. Help them to be here so that they don't lose the blessings you have already packaged for them. In the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives, O Lord, and let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We will be continuing from where we stopped last week. You know, we have been looking at the healing anointing. And I started with the definition of the healing anointing, and then I moved to the operations of the healing anointing. And then I moved to, today I'll be moving to the benefit of the healing anointing. That is what we'll be looking at today. Before I will begin to mention some points, but I want us to look at Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah 61, verse 1 and verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach. That's number one. So the anointing is always for a purpose. I have said it when I was talking on the definition of the anointing, of the healing anointing. The anointing is definitely for a purpose. And the anointing is very real. Very, very real. Yeah, though in this case we are looking at the healing anointing. That is the anointing whose purpose is to heal and deliver from oppression and bondages of darkness. Yeah, so which also implies that we can have other types of anointing. We can have maybe I should say we can have an anointing of progress, anointing of excellence. We can have anointing of prosperity, financial prosperity. Yeah. So the anointing is always for a purpose. For a purpose. Yeah, so here it says, because the Lord had anointed me to preach. And then He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and then to proclaim liberty to the captives, and then the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, so everything here is the purpose of the anointing God placed on Jesus. Yeah. To preach, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to open the prison to them that are bound. And then in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. And then to comfort all that mourn. Now, even if we continue to verse 3, you will see more of the things, the anointing upon Jesus was given to do. Even in verse 3 of Isaiah 61, verse 3 continues to say, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yeah, to make them trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Yeah, so the anointing upon Jesus was given, or is there, to do all these things. Yeah, because Jesus is the one these verses were referring to. It was prophesied by Isaiah. Yeah, but Jesus was actually the owner of this prophecy, because eventually Jesus made a public statement in the New Testament, the telling other people that this prophecy of Isaiah is about he himself, is about himself. Yeah, so today we are looking at the benefits of the healing, of the healing anointing. The benefit of the healing anointing. We have 5 points to look at. Point number one. It can walk in the presence of little faith or no faith. That's number one benefit of the healing anointing. The healing anointing can work in the presence of little faith or in the absence of faith. Let us look at the book of Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. We're going to see an example Mark chapter 9 verse 22 to 25. And oft times it had cast him into the fire. And into the waters. To destroy him. But if thou canst to do anything, have compassion on us. And help us. Verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, that man was trying to play games. Yeah. The man doesn't really have faith. Yeah, but this man have a boy possessed with an unclean spirit, with a dumb spirit. Yeah. He had a child possessed with a dumb spirit. Now, the meaning of the dumb spirit means that of course, that was the name Jesus called the spirit inside the child. Yeah, the meaning of the dumb spirit means a spirit that doesn't hear any command, that doesn't want to leave. That is, the spirit is dumb to any command. Yeah. You know, someone that is dumb, cannot speak Okay, and not just dumb, deaf. Yeah, if you read verse 25, you will see Jesus call that, all the spirit inside the boy, thou dumb and deaf spirit. Now, it wasn't that the boy was deaf and dumb. Yeah, this boy actually have what we might call epilepsy in today's medical terms. Yeah, this boy have what we might call epilepsy. Yeah, but Jesus called our spirit a deaf and dumb spirit. Yeah, so which means a spirit that doesn't hear. A spirit that cannot speak and cannot hear. That is the operation of that spirit in the life of that young boy is to deal with him and waste the boy's life without responding to any treatment or any prayer. Yeah. So that's the way I can explain it. So the deaf and dumb spirit, according to this passage, means a demon that refused all forms of command. That is, forms of deliverance commands, like for instance, the disciples were casting out this spirit, but the spirit did not leave. Yeah, so that makes it a deaf and dumb spirit. The spirit did not speak, and the spirit did not leave the boy. Yeah, so they were commanding the spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. The spirit did not go. So that was why Jesus called that spirit a deaf and dumb spirit. That is the spirit that have refused to follow all forms of declarations and command in the name of Jesus, all forms of prayers. A spirit that have refused to respond to deliverance prayers. Yeah, that's a deaf and dumb spirit. Now, let me continue. So I said the man in verse 22 did not really have faith. He just came to Jesus because he had been performing miracles. He had been helping a lot of people. Yeah, so he actually did not believe that his own case can be solved, maybe because of many things he had tried to save the life of his son. So he actually did not believe that Jesus can help solve that case. Yeah, so that was why he spoke in that verse 22. He said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. If you can do anything. Yeah, not that I know you can do this. You can see the difference. If you can do anything, it's not the same as I know you can do it. Yeah. If you can do anything. And we know you can do it. For instance, when a leprous man came to Jesus, what that man said was, he said, Jesus, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Yeah, he said, if you are willing. So the man had faith in Jesus. So he said, Jesus, if you are willing, I know that is all. Just you being willing is enough for me to be healed. Yeah, and Jesus said, I am willing, be cleansed. And the man was healed of the leprosy. Yeah, the man was healed of his leprosy. But this man came to Jesus and then he said, if you can do anything, not that I know you can do everything, you can do this, but say if you can do anything. Let's look at it in another translation so you can understand the seriousness of the faithlessness of this man. Let's look at it in New Living Translation. Chapter 9:22. Mark chapter 9, verse 22, New Living Translation. The Spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. You can see, they have mercy on us and help us if you can. Yeah, so the man doesn't really believe in Jesus helping them. Though he knows that Jesus can, but faith is not there. He only knows that because he has seen it happen to other people. Yeah, but his faith is actually very, 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 very small or completely gone. Yeah, for instance, if you look at verse 23, of New Living Translation. Verse 23, what do you mean if I can? Jesus asked. That is, Jesus responded by saying, what do you mean if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes. So Jesus corrected his unbelief immediately. Yeah, that's not how you should approach me. You shouldn't approach me by saying, if I can. You shouldn't approach me by saying, if I can do anything. Yeah, if you believe that I can. And that is the way many Christians today approach Jesus. they don't really believe that Jesus can help them. They don't believe that Jesus is able to help them. Yeah, so they just go with the mind of, if you can. If you can. Yeah, they don't really believe that, Lord, I know you are able to, you can. I pray that the Lord corrects every faithlessness that is in you, in Jesus' name. Now, in verse 24, the father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. You can see he said, I do believe. I believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Yeah, he had some fragments of faith, but that is too little. Yeah, but he was willing to be helped, Now, today we have Christians that don't have faith, and yet they are not willing to improve. Yeah, they just want to stay in that level of faithlessness. Now, in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak, he said, I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Yeah, you can see this translation says, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak. Yeah, but in New Living Translation, in King James Version, it says, thou deaf and dumb spirit. Yeah. I believe in that translation, in King James Version approach of the Spirit, that he, it was translated to mean that the Spirit doesn't make the boy hear and speak, which is also correct. Yeah, because if I've ever seen anyone that has epilepsy, you know, epilepsy is a problem with the brain. Yeah, if you have ever seen anyone with epilepsy, you discover that at that moment they will not be able to respond to the things going on in the environment, they will lose consciousness for a brief period. So even if you call their names, they will not hear you. Yeah, even if you call their names, they will not hear you. If you try to beat them or hit them, they will not respond. And of course, as at that time, their teeth will be fastened together. So they will not even be able to speak at that moment. the epilepsies, the epilepsy episode is ongoing. So at that moment, they won't be able to actually speak or hear. Yeah, until that episode is over, then they will now come to their consciousness. Yeah, so if we say the spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak, it is also true. Yeah, but as I have said earlier, the real reason why that spirit is a deaf and dumb spirit, it is because it's refusing treatment and refuses prayers and refuses all forms of interventions. Yeah. Devil uses this type of spirit when he wants to destroy the life of a man. That is when devil give assignment to this kind of spirit. When he wants to destroy the life of someone, when he wants to cut short the lifespan of someone. Yeah, because everything to cure that person will not work. Yeah, when the spirit is working inside the life of a man, everything to cure that person will not work. And the spirit will keep causing more harm and damage to that person's life till the person dies. So that's the nature of a deaf and dumb spirit. So which means it doesn't only cause epilepsy, it can cause any kind of health problem. Yeah, but whatever problem it causes, they are usually problems that don't respond to any treatment. They don't respond to medical interventions. And sometimes they don't respond to prayers. Even prayers you might have prayed for years, the problem will not respond. The problem will still be there. So I guess that was why the father of the child seems to have lost faith. Yeah, because I'm sure he had tried so many things to help solve the problem in the boy's life. But it seems none of them worked. I guess that was why it was difficult for him to believe, and to make the issue worse, he gave the boy to the apostles, to the disciples of Jesus, to help the boy. They also could not help the boy. Yeah, so maybe the little faith that was left in him disappeared when the disciples too tried all their best to cast out the spirit and nothing seemed to happen. Yeah, so now my point is that Jesus eventually healed that boy despite the fact that the father had lost. So the healing anointing works in the presence of little faith or no faith. That is, the healing anointing can work where there is just a little faith or where there is no faith at all. The healing anointing can work. Because Jesus had to heal the boy because the matter was becoming Yeah, if you read that, please. In verse 25. When Jesus saw that the people came running together. So the matter was become the situation was attracting crowds. Yeah, it was going to become a shameful thing. Yeah. But Jesus had to heal the boy, not because the father had faith, but because he doesn't want the people there to start downgrading the name of God. Yeah, so Jesus did that miracle to give honor to the name of the Lord. Not because the people or the Father had faith. Yeah, because the people in the environment already are now trying to look at what's going on here, what is happening there. Why is everyone talking about just one small boy that have a problem? Yeah, so Jesus looking at the crowd and doesn't want the matter to continue further. He just rebuked the spirit and cast out the devil. Yeah, so the healing anointing can actually function in the absence of faith or in the presence of little faith. Yeah, so that's number one benefit of the healing anointing. So which means that the faith of the person that carries the healing anointing can walk for a sick person that seems to have no faith in them. I repeat, the faith of the person that carries the healing anointing can walk for a sick person that seems to have no faith left in them. Yeah, so we have seen cases of people who don't really believe. But then the man of God told the person and said, if I pray for you and God does this miracle, are you going to forsake your idols, your false religion, your satanic worship? Are you going to forsake your sinful life and come to Jesus? And then the people would say, yes, you just do it. If it happens, yes, I will serve your God. So they don't really believe. Yeah, we've had many cases like that, a lot, that I've had men of God share those testimonies. Yeah, they really did not believe. Yeah, but the man of God told them that if I pray, God is going to do this miracle, but will you now believe after you have seen the miracle and turn away from your idols and start serving Jesus and start following Jesus? And many of them, they will say it, not that they are saying it out of faith, but they are saying it jokingly or mockingly. Yeah. And then they will respond by saying, yes, if it happens, yes, we're going to. Let's make the deal. Yes, if you can do it, yes, we're going to serve Jesus. Yeah, not that they would not serve Jesus if the miracle happened, but they don't really believe it will happen at all. Yeah, but God shocked many of them. Yeah, because in those cases, the men of God prayed for the sick people, and instantly, those sick people were healed. And that was how many of them in the community stopped serving Satan. And many of them turned to serve the living God, to serve Jesus. Yeah. So in that case, it was the faith of the man of God that produced the miracle, because the people did not have faith at all. Yeah, so the healing anointing can function in the absence of faith or in the presence of little faith. Now let's move to the second benefit. It can be transferred. It can be transferred. The healing anointing can be transferred. Let's look at Acts chapter 19. Verse 11 to 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So the healing anointing can be transferred. It says God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. That is Paul the apostle. So they brought handkerchiefs to Paul, aprons. So Paul laid his hands on those handkerchiefs. He laid his hands on those clothes, those aprons. They took those handkerchiefs and aprons to where the sick people were. And those handkerchiefs and aprons touched the sick people, their sicknesses disappeared. And those that had evil spirits, the evil spirits left them. So you can see that the healing anointing can be transferred. It's just similar to what we do here. You get water ready where you are. And then I pray on the water. And then you use the water. And then God healed you and delivered you. Yeah, so the healing anointing can be transferred. Now, there's a particular sister who does not really join this meeting. I don't think I've seen her join this meeting for one time. Yeah, but she was seriously sick. The sister is part of our platform. But you know, many people don't join this program. But I don't know why. Yeah, but she was seriously sick. So I don't know what made her to, maybe the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, go and look for one of the audios of the Healing Streams program. Go and listen and receive those prayers that was prayed on water for you to get water and receive those prayers into that water and use the water. So she did that, and that was how she got her healing. Yeah. Despite the medical interventions she had tried to get, because those medical interventions failed. But the anointing, the healing anointing did not fail. Yeah. It did not fail. So my point is that the healing anointing can be transparent. Yeah. In fact, it can be transferred into many things. Like, for instance, in the case of the sister I've just mentioned, the healing anointing was transferred even into the audio recording. And then from the audio, she was able to receive it just by listening. Yeah, so there are people that I sent a voice message to them. Just a voice message that has my prayers inside. I just prayed in a voice message I sent to them. Yeah, and when they listened to the voice message, they were healed. Yeah, they were even shocked that they could be healed that fast. They were surprised. So, which means the healing anointing can even be transferred into an audio record, into a voice message. But in this case, it's in a voice message or voice recording, and it also the ability to be transferred even into water, and then she used the water, and then she was healed. So the healing anointing can be transferred. In fact, it can be transferred into your phones. I remember some time ago, I was ministering online, and it was not even a ministration like this. I was ministering through text messages, like I was texting on a platform. Yeah, I was sharing the word of God and prayers. I was just texting those words, and the people were reading. Yeah, and there was a brother in Zambia, as she was holding the phone and following the messages I was sharing, she was reading it, holding the phone. The healing anointing entered into his phone. I don't know if I should call it healing, but the anointing, because I don't know if, I don't think it was healing the anointing did in him. But my point is that the anointing entered into his phone. And right there in his room, he started to vibrate and fell down. The phone fell down. So the anointing came upon him through the phone. And he was kind of arrested by the anointing and fell down on the floor in his room. The anointing was transferred into his phone. So now that we are in the last days, where God has given us technology to transfer his messages, his teachings, to almost anywhere in the world where there is internet. Yeah, I believe now is the time that we are really going to see the wonders of the anointing. Yeah. But many Christians, maybe because of their faithlessness, they think distance is a barrier to the anointing. Yeah, they don't know that distance can never be a barrier to the anointing. Yeah, so all that is needed is faith. So if you can believe, there is no limit to how far the anointing can travel to where you are and help you if you can believe. There are some people in this ministry that still don't believe. Yeah, and that is why they only get little from the anointing that is working in this ministry. But there are some that really seriously believe, and they are getting so much from the anointing that is working in this ministry. So the anointing can be transferred. And I mind you, if I were to do this meeting in that place where you are, I'm not going to ask you to get water so that I can pray on your water. Yeah. So this instruction that the Lord has given to us, that we should get water so that He can use the water to heal us, is for the online. It's for online healing program. If I were to do a healing program in your country or in your environment, you will have to come to that meeting and you won't come with water. Yeah, because you'll be able to receive the anointing directly. So there's no need for you to come with a water or handkerchief or whatever. So the essence of transferring the anointing is in a case where there is distance. I don't know if you are getting the point. Yeah, it's in a case where there is distance. Like in the case of Paul, they took those handkerchiefs and aprons. They took them from Paul to where those sick people were. Yeah, so if those sick people were with Paul, there's no need for handkerchiefs and aprons. That's the error some churches or some ministries are making. Yeah, they tell the people to bring handkerchiefs, bring this, bring that. Well, maybe that's the way the Holy Spirit led them. I don't know. But what I know is that there's no need to transfer the anointing if the person that needs the anointing is physically present. Yeah. With the preacher or the man of God that God have anointed. There's no need to transfer it into an item. Yeah, but in the case where the person is not physically present, it can be transferred. And I've explained it before that this inanimate object, like handkerchiefs, clothes, oil, water, they can easily grab the anointing faster than people, than human beings. Yeah, because these objects, they don't have mind to doubt. they have this object, they don't have mind to doubt the power of God. But it is human beings that have problem with faith. Yeah, so that is why an handkerchief can carry the anointing for 10 years, for 20 years. Just a handkerchief can carry the anointing in itself for 30 years. But human beings might not be able to hold the anointing upon them for 1 minute because of their faithlessness. Yeah, because we have a mind that has problem believing God for a long time. Yeah, so God, in a way of showing us or teaching us to have faith, can decide to use these items to show us that what I can do with these items, I can also do with you. Yeah, somebody was asking some time ago that why is it so easy for an handkerchief to carry anointing, and it's so difficult for human beings to carry anointing upon them. Yeah, the reason is because human beings always have problem believing God for a long time. Yeah, whereas an handkerchief doesn't have mind to think and to doubt. Yeah, the water doesn't have mind to doubt. That is why it can hold the anointing for a long time. So, and that is why we can use it to send the anointing to a very far place. We can use those items to send the anointing to a very far place. So the anointing can be transferred. Now let's move to the third point. Point number three. It can electrify a whole city. The healing anointing can electrify a whole city. Let us look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. Chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was great joy in that city. So the healing anointing can electrify a whole city. What do I mean by electrify? It can light up the whole city. Yeah. It can charge up a whole city. It can revive a whole city. Such that for weeks and months, everyone in that city will be shouting the praises of Jesus, the praises of God. Yeah, because they cannot deny the wonders of God that has happened among them. Yeah, so the healing anointing has the power to motivate people's emotions, motivate people's feelings. It has the power to captivate people's hearts and make them to suspend many things they have been doing. Yeah. It can make people that are doing business to suspend their businesses for weeks. You see them always in fellowship with other Christians. We've heard of revivals that have happened in places, and many people suspended their businesses, and they will travel miles to where the healing revival is going on, where the miracles is happening. So people will leave whatever they have been doing or whatever they are doing, and they'll keep rushing to where the glory of God is manifesting, where the power of God is manifesting. Yeah. So the healing anointing has the power to inspire a whole city. Yeah, and make all the people suspend or forsake the wrong things they have been doing. Yeah, some it will make them to stop worshiping the idols and the gods and goddesses they have been worshiping. Some they will even in that particular Acts chapter 19. Yeah, in the city of Ephesus, we saw how people who were into magic and sorcery, how they brought their magical books. They brought out those books and they set them on fire in the public. And those were very expensive books. Why? Because the Holy Ghost electrified the whole environment. And thousands of people surrendered to Jesus. So this is what the healing anointing does. So if you want revival to happen in your environment, in your community, in your city, I think you should start by praying for healing anointing of Jesus to locate your environment. Now let's move to point number 4. It strengthens and encourages people's faith. The healing anointing strengthens and encourages people's faith. If you look at John chapter 11, verse 41 to 45. John 11, 41 to 45. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I hear that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Hallelujah. Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Now in verse 45, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Now, so when people see the operations of the healing anointing, it strengthens their faith. It encourages their faith. It makes them to be able to trust God for other things. Yeah, it makes them to be able to trust God for other things. Yeah. Someone like me, who have grown spiritually to the point where I enjoy healing anointing all the time. I don't need to see healing before I believe God. Yeah, but there are people out there who really need to see healings, miracles. Talking of the fact that in my own personal life, I don't need to see healing before I believe God. Because I get healing all the time. It's natural for me to be healed supernaturally. I don't need that to believe God more. But there are people out there who need to really see healings before they will believe. I mean, not that they don't believe, but their faith is so small. But when they see healing, they really will experience a great shift in their faith. So the healing anointing does encourages people's faith and strengthens people's faith. Now let's move to the last point before we pray. It destroys the presence and works of the devil. The healing anointing destroys the presence of the devil and the works of the devil. Let us look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. Chapter 10. Verse 38. I know some of you are familiar with the scripture. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So the healing anointing destroys the works of the devil. Yeah, so there's nothing like deliverance anointing. Yeah, like some men of God will say, I have the anointing to deliver people, to cast out devils. Yeah, they will say, I have the anointing to do deliverance on people, but I don't have the healing anointing. My own is to do deliverance on people, to cast out devils from people. Now, the truth is that anointing that does deliverance on people is the same as healing anointing. It's not different. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah. It's just that those ministers, they have not yet built their faith to minister healing to people. They have not yet grown in faith. Yeah, because the anointing that will flow through you is going to produce results according to your faith as a minister of God. If you still have a problem believing that God can use you to heal serious health problems, the anointing on you might not heal serious problems. Yeah, because the anointing upon you will respond to your faith. Yeah, will respond to your faith. Yeah, so many of those ministers, what they actually have is the healing anointing. But because they have not built their relationship with God, and built their faith, which of course their relationship with God will build their faith in God. That is why the Holy Spirit demons leave people when they pray. They do not see the sicknesses disappear when they pray for people. They only see demons leave those people. Yeah. So they now concluded that what the anointing they have is deliverance anointing is a lie. There's nothing like deliverance anointing. The name for that anointing is healing. Healing. Yeah. The same anointing that heals is the same anointing that casts out demons and that destroys the works of the devil. Yeah, that was why as Jesus was healing, at the same time, he was also casting out devils. So there cannot be healing if the works of the devil is not destroyed. If demons are not cast out, there will not be healing. Yeah. Demons will not leave if healing did not happen. So you can see the connection between healing and deliverance. Yeah. There will not be healing without deliverance. And there will not be deliverance without healing. So both work together. Yeah, they work together. And you can't separate them from each other. Yeah, you can't separate them. So if God has called you to cast out devils, it also means God has called you to heal the sick. And if God has called you to heal the sick, it also means God has called you to cast out devils. So it's the same. Yeah, it is the same. So we're going to stop here. And we're going to pray now. Yeah, we're going to pray 3 prayer points. And after that, I'll be praying for you and praying on your water. I want you to talk to God. want you to pray the same prayer that man prayed. The man with a boy that was possessed with a deaf and dumb spirit. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Yeah, the reason why some of you still have some problems and challenges is because there's still problem with your faith. It's not God's fault. It is our fault that we have not seen results in our lives. It's not God's fault. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. I want to experience great miracles from your anointing. Help my unbelief. Give me the faith that will connect me with all the benefits of your anointing. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. There is so much problem of faith in the church today. We have serious problem with believing God. And it baffles me. It amazes me. Talk to God. Say, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Help me to have a faith that is strong enough to get all the benefits that your anointing offers. All the benefits that your anointing offers. The Lord, give me that faith. Give me the faith that will enable me to receive all the benefits in your healing anointing and in your anointing. In the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying. Whatever prayer you pray here, God is going to answer. So if you ask Him to help you to believe, He will help you to believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we are praying. Amen. Amen. More prayer point, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my life. Produce complete healing and deliverance in my spirit and soul and body. The Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my life to produce complete healing and deliverance in my spirit, soul and body. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my life right now. Let that anointing heal me completely. I do not believe in incomplete healing. I believe in complete healing. the Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing into my spirit, soul, and body right now, to heal me completely and to deliver me completely, to deliver me from all the oppression of Satan and demons, to deliver me from the works of darkness and captivities of darkness. Say, Lord Jesus, release your healing anointing now. Be gone. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I also want to be a vessel that carries your healing anointing to everyone, to everywhere that needs it. Say, Lord Jesus, if you can put healing anointing on water, on handkerchiefs, on aprons, you can also put it on my life to take it to those that need it. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, make me a vessel that can carry your healing power to everyone that needs it. Make me qualified. Make me worthy to carry your healing power to everyone and to every we that needs it. Open your mouth and pray like that. If inanimate object can carry the anointing, why not you? Why can't you carry the anointing everywhere you go? Why can't you? If ordinary handkerchiefs can raise dead people back to life, we've had those stories and testimonies. If ordinary oil can raise dead people back to life, why can't you raise dead people back to life? Why can't you do the same? Say, Lord Jesus, my life is available. I hope you are praying this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm available. I know you want to heal so many people at this time. Because this world is dying. Talk to God. Say, Lord Jesus, my life is available. I want to be a vessel that can carry your healing anointing to everywhere and to everyone that needs it. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be a vessel that carries your healing anointing to everyone that needs it. Make me into that person that you can use for mighty miracles. If you can use inanimate objects, if you can use aprons and clothes and jackets and handkerchiefs and oil and water to do mighty miracles, why can't you use me too? Why can't you put your healing anointing upon me for your name to be glorified on her? Say, Lord Jesus, my life is available. Make me your servant that gets a lot of people healed through your power. Make me into such a minister that is able to channel your healing anointing to heal thousands of sick people all over the world. Oh Lord, make me such Christian. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, some people, they think ministry is in words, is in eloquence of speech. They think ministry is in fame, is in popularity, that is, everyone can hear about you on the television, on the radio. Yeah, they think that is ministry. No, that is not ministry. Ministry is in power. Yeah, ministry is in having the power that can change people's lives. So it's not about getting popular. Yeah, it's not about getting crowds. What is happening to those crowds? That is ministry. Yeah, what is happening to those crowds that are following the store, the man of God? That is ministry, that place of transformation. So ministry is not having the ability to talk eloquently, to talk in a very sweet way. No, it is in power. Yeah, ministry is all about, do you have the power? Do you have the anointing that changes people's lives? Yeah, it's not about how many members are in your church. Yeah, how many congregation do you have? How many fame or popularity do you have? Yeah, some people think some people think I should go everywhere announcing about myself. Yeah, to show that God has given me a ministry or given me power. No, that is not how ministry works. It is the power that we announce. Yeah, it is the power that we announce the ministry itself, not the advertisement, not the publicity that we announce the ministry. Of course, it's not bad to do that, but that is not what announces the ministry. It's not the advertisement. It's not the publicity, it is the power. Yeah, that announces the ministry. And I believe that in this season, I'm saying it because some of you are ministers, some of you here are ministers. as I'm saying it. I'm saying this. I believe in this season, God will announce some of you through his power. Yeah, that is what is coming to my spirit. God is going to announce some of you through his power. Yeah, the kind of announcement that television cannot give. Or social media, you know, the kind of anointing social media cannot give. But it's going to give you through his power. And then you will get to know your calling. Because they will see the power at work. The power of God. They will see the power of God at work. Yeah, so I'm going to be praying for you now. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. We thank you for great things you have done in our lives. Even the fact that we are hearing the kind of teachings we are hearing at this time is a great thing on its own. The fact that you are helping us to see this kind of fruits, to hear this kind of messages, is a great thing on its own. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for showing us that there is no limit to the flow of your anointing and power. If we can believe. Thank you for showing us that all of us here can also carry the hidden anointing to everybody. Thank you for telling us these things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you lay your hands on everyone hearing my voice right now and begin to fix every aspect, every place in their lives that needs your intervention. Every place in their lives that needs to be corrected and healed and delivered. Oh Lord, touch your people right now. Let the healing happen. Let the deliverance happen. Let the corrections happen. Let the transformation happen right now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you transfer the healing anointing that is here into the waters your people have presented before you, and that you use this water to do great things in their lives, to drive out darkness from their lives and their environment. I ask that you walk through these waters to destroy every work of the devil, to liberate their spirit, souls and bodies from demonic oppressions, satanic oppressions, and captivities in the name of Jesus. And I ask that even through this water, you give them impartation of the healing anointing in a way that they will be able to go out there and also minister healing to others. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that the name of the Lord shall be glorified in your life, through your life. Because by the time you start solving problems in your community, in your environment, in your city, the name of the Lord will surely be glorified. By the time people start coming to your house to call you to come and pray for their sick people and for those that have died, surely the name of the Lord will be glorified. And this shall be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.